Zeus and Aphrodite by Elmer Weens. The spring equinox approaches. Venus Aphrodite leaps shining brilliantly from the western sea foam, and shaking away Neptune's ill-cast net, each night climbs higher into the evening sky. Passing Hermes Mercury, she barters sexual love for a conch shell of metaphors, tactics and strategies, cunning and tricks, weapons for her fight with Jupiter Zeus, lurking in the house of her lover, Mars Eris. As his alleged daughter approaches bristling brightly, Jupiter diminishes. Daughter, return to your husband, end your incestuous affair with Mars. Your thunderbolt makes you our father, phallus incarnate from genitals severed from Uranus, makes me older and younger than you each time I emerge from the sea. Mars, arise from the east. Leave. Is that violent, thieving, deceitful scoundrel going to humiliate you again and again before I move him from the zodiac sky? Vanity, temper, and lustful stubbornness, qualities do not enhance your good looks. Ample qualities possessed by you, adulterer. Is the ram your next seduction's metamorphosis? Far from Olympian prying eyes in the house of Ares, each celestial spring, Mars and I satiate our heavenly lust. You made me marry an ugly, boring god. The fight rages. Towering thunderclouds blot the heavens. Lightning bolts rapture the sky. Mortals quiver fearfully. In Gemini, red Mars Eris bides his time.